Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Hi. You know, once upon a time, cash was indeed king. And then, though, on one hot day in August 1971, cash was dethroned by cash flow. A new regime was in power. And here's what I mean. There was a time when working hard for money, saving, retiring, and living off the interest of your savings account, when there was a time when that was possible. But today, money is no longer money. You know, working hard for paper money without converting it into an economic asset is like, you know, diving without an oxygen tank. You might be fine for a while, but eventually you're going to run out of air. In this new economy, it's important to understand that worldwide, governments, they reward producers who create the economy, and they punish the consumers who participate in it. Now, that might not seem fair, I know. But without the producers, there could be no consumers. An economy, it would cease to exist. Then where would we be? And the currencies, you know, they come and they go. They collapse and they're replaced. It's happened in this country twice. And it's probably going to happen again. And it's happened many more times throughout history. And it's probably going to continue to happen. But what doesn't collapse, however, is the economy behind the currency. So if you learn to invest in assets that produce cash flow, regardless of the current currency, you ensure your livelihood, your family's livelihood, and whether the economy is good or bad. Now, there are countless assets that are essential to the economy. Just find the ones that you like and invest in them. That's how you protect yourself. So how do you identify the essential assets? Simple. Look at what people spend their money on. I told you it was simple. Here are a few of the more obvious ones. Food, clothing, communication, fuel, transportation, education, and my personal favorite, shelter. In other words, real estate. Those are all essential, and they make good investments. So if you want to be financially free, you must also, though, understand the mindset of the different economic classes. You know, distinguishing where people put their focus is going to help you decide where you want to put yours. So generally speaking, and there are always exceptions to this, but generally speaking, poor people, they focus only on expenses. They're living paycheck to paycheck, just trying to pay their bills, their expenses. I mean, even if those paychecks are sizable, they must always work for money. Now, the middle class, they focus on liabilities. They like buying stuff, and they like going deeper into debt. And if they do happen to invest, they usually do so with a financial planner in a, you know, diversified portfolio of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. If they want to keep afloat, they too must continue to work for money. Now the rich, they work very differently. They focus on acquiring assets, and then they let their assets pay for their liabilities and expenses. Their assets then continue to produce income whether they work or not. They work because they want to. That's a very different life than working because you have to, and it produces a very different result as well. Again, those were generalizations. There are always exceptions, but I'm not concerned with the exceptions, and neither be should you. The raw beaten truth is, if you don't put your money to work for you, if you don't learn how to do that, for the rest of your life, you will be working hard for it. So if you make the decision to invest in your financial education, to learn how to do that, how to get money to work for you, know that it might be painful at first. It's just like learning anything new. The learning curve, it's steep. And in the beginning, it's a lot of work without much reward. But don't underestimate the power of compounding education. Knowledge and experience, it compounds in the same fashion that money does. That's where knowledge's power comes from. But it's not really powerful unless you apply it. So applying your education in real life, that's where how you unleash the epic power of what you've learned. And in time, you'll soar, and you'll get a whole bunch of reward with very little effort. You just got to stick it out for a short time. And as I've said so many times before, start small, learn big, but start small. And when you find your talents, develop your skills and apply them both generously. By doing so, you will significantly mitigate your risk, and the reward you'll reap will be astonishing. I mean, a year from now, you'll wish you started today. My life, it almost immediately turned around, and I started creating some real wealth when I shifted my focus from, I just did this one thing, I shifted my focus from making piles of money to making streams of money. That's where it began for me, and that's where it can begin for you too. So if you're at a loss of how to get started, perhaps the Epic Pro Academy will make sense for you. Or not, that's okay. I mean, only you can answer that question. So go to epicproacademy.com, get the facts, and make a decision. See you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.